You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Welcome back, everybody, to the third and final hour tonight of the Political Cesspool Radio Program. I'm your host, James Edwards. It's Saturday, November the 9th, as I broadcast to you via telephone tonight from Nashville, Tennessee, as we've been promoting and celebrating the entire program, certainly during the first 2 hours. The fact that I am here at the Council of Conservative Citizens Board of Directors meeting, and I can't say enough about the good time we've had together today. We talked about it at length during the first hour and revisited it for a few minutes during the second as well. And, you know, we still play those commercials every week that Bill Rowland recorded, and I was talking in the second hour. The last time I was in this very room where I stand now was for the last live remote broadcast we did with Bill, and it was just such a great atmosphere, great energy, electric crowd. And it's a little bit different with the business sessions, a little more formal, but a great time nonetheless with great people, and we still are able to play those commercials for the council each and every show that Bill recorded. And I'm telling you, folks, if you support the mission and the work of the Political Cesspool, you know, involve yourself in an organization. It's great to have media representation, and our program certainly provides that, but align yourself with an organization that's going out into the streets and forming chapters to advocate on your behalf. And that organization, of course, is the Council of Conservative Citizens, a group we've proudly been partnered with for nearly the entirety of our run here on the Political Cesspool. And you can access their website, of course, at cfcc.org or topconservativenews.org, I believe. And we encourage you to do that. And I know a lot of people have joined the council as a result of our promotion of the organization, and certainly many people have come to know the Political Cesspool as a result of the council's promotion of us. And it's a great symbiotic relationship and one of mutual respect and admiration. I truly can't say enough about the Council of Conservative Citizens. And joining me now, Keith Alexander was with me for the first 2 hours. Eddie the Bombardier Miller back in Memphis tonight, where I will rejoin both him and Keith next week in the studio. Eddie, great to have you back with us, even though I'm calling you on the phone tonight. I guest on my own show, I guess.
Well, it is wonderful to be in tonight, James. It certainly is. It's wonderful to be alive, fella. Every day above day is a good day, isn't it?
Well, I think it certainly is. Even Sundays at our increasingly apostate churches, you know, this is a Christian show. On our statement of principles, number one, Christian show, we put our faith in Jesus Christ. You know, we got a great statement of principles, if anyone cares to read it. It talks about how we advocate for non-interventionism in foreign affairs, pro-life. We advocate the right of secession and freedom, and just there's 10 points. You know, the one thing that they always nail us on, Eddie, when a report is being written about our show is the principle during which we write, we advocate for an increased percentage of birth weights among whites relative to that of other races. And to oppose that would mean that you are for the continued demise of European Americans or Caucasians, people of European descent, and you want to see us continue to have a declining birth rate all the way to the point where we exist no longer at all. And it just really goes to show the hypocrisy. How could you say a show is bad for wanting a group of people to continue to survive? That is, you know, a textbook definition of genocide. It just goes to show where the real hatred is. It's not in our program, of course, which is motivated by a love of our people and our cultural heritage, and as we seek to advocate on the behalf of our unique group interests. It is certainly in the hearts and minds of our detractors who believe that we are, in fact, evil for merely wanting to survive.
You know what, James, funny you mention that, because a lot of our enemies, a good part of our enemies are share the same genetics that we share. I remember when Bill Clinton was still president, he was giving a speech at one of the big California universities, and he announced to the audience that by the year like 2025, I'm just picking a number out, you know, but that's close. He said that European Americans would no longer be a majority in, you know, in the United States. You may remember this. I think we talked about it once before.
Yes, certainly. And, yeah, everybody remembers that.
And the people, they cheered wildly, just insanely. We have people at the University of Texas, I've heard of us. They've got a bunch of kooks down there that are wanting the white race to just really to commit suicide. And some of them have said that they would be willing to do it themselves, some of these professors at the University of Texas, but I noticed none of them have, you know. But it's just, I can't figure that out. You got these people that are supposed to be so intelligent, you know, they're intellectuals, they're PhDs, but they're just completely
the pathological illness that only white people have, the thing that you can only be a morally sound person if you hate yourself to the extent that you want to no longer exist one day, that the world will be a better place when the people who have made almost all of the contributions to science, technology, and exploration and invention no longer exist. You know, the inventions that have come from the hearts and minds and souls of our people are things that benefit all of humanity. How can you say, you know, these people don't even, I don't know if they can even really believe their own drivel, but it is something that needs to be addressed, and certainly we address it each and every week here on the Political Cesspool. And because, as I talked about in the second hour, so many people agree with our take on the matter, that this program continues to grow and thrive, even in the hostile, militantly hostile atmosphere in which we were born and continue to suffer, we are changing things, and hopefully we'll have the opportunity to stay in the fight long enough to where we see one day the fruits of our labor grow to the point where what we believe is once again normal. And I talked about that at length in the second hour, and certainly we've talked about that in recent weeks as we've reflected on the 9 years we've been on the air. But that's the goal, that's the ultimate mission. But that wasn't even something I had originally intended to talk about this hour, but I was thinking about it during the last commercial break, and you know, that's the big attack, is to prove that we are Nazis, to prove that we hate everybody. They point to the fact that the Political Cesspool actually says that they want the white birth rate to increase, not to dominate, but just to be relative to that of other races, and that is why we are, in fact, so evil. To say it is evil to want to survive.
Well, you know, the other races, James, should be advocating the same thing, because you said it a minute ago. You know, all of mankind, every race, every culture has benefited immensely from the white race, from Europeans, Americans, you know, Europeans in general. Because, I mean, I don't care what they say. If you trace down all the modern inventions, all conveniences, just, you know, science, medicine, physics, art, it came from European Americans. Even nowadays, when people talk about how wonderful, how smart the Japanese and the Chinese are, and granted, they are the great copiers, but most all of the in technology that's in the world, including Japan and China, has originated in the United States. Originated from, you know, Europeans, from the, you know, England, Germany big time, and the United States. But if the light ever goes out in European race, if the European race ever drops below a certain threshold of gene pool, then civilization will go dark.
The light, yeah, that's absolutely, Eddie, I couldn't have improved upon what you said, and I agree with it 100%. Folks, we'll be back. When we come back, Eddie and I are both Southern Baptists, and if there is one group of people we like to bash on the show, it's Southern
Amen.
Baptists. And we're going to do that when we come back, and for good reason, so stay tuned.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Ladies and gentlemen of our Liberty Roundtable audience, we invite you to consider joining us. We use the services of George Costello and Utah Document Solutions. They are your authorized Xerox sales agent. We've been experiencing great service, pricing, and results, and we've gotten to know George and his team at Utah Document Solutions, your authorized Xerox sales agent. We were facing a huge increase from our former supplier, and we've been pleased to enjoy great service and an even lower cost of our documents. We recommend that you check with George to see if he can save you money like he has for us. Call George at 801-216-4816. He is your authorized Xerox sales agent. That number again, 801-216-4816.
Get on the show and speak with James and the gang. Call us toll free at 1-866-986-6397. And now back to tonight's show.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. And we verified, did a little fact checking on something that Eddie the Bombardier Miller mentioned in the last segment, the fact that whites are now projected to be a minority in the very nation in which our ancestors carved from a wilderness. The year is now 2025. And when we first started, I think Pat Buchanan, when he wrote some books about this demographic trend, got a flat tire on my tongue there. The projected date was between 2040 and 2050. But now it's been accelerated to 2025, and Bloomberg confirms that date. So, all right, here's what I got, Eddie. Another story that appeared, actually has not yet appeared at thepoliticalcesspool.org, but it is slated for publishing next week. One of the biggest leaders, and I use that term loosely, in the Southern Baptist Convention now has come out in full force support of amnesty for illegal aliens. It was, of course, the Catholics that originated this as a Christian denomination, willfully advocating for lawlessness and the breaking of the laws of this country. The Southern Baptists, of course, are never far behind a politically correct cause. And I really enjoy the opportunity I have to talk about this because I was born and raised in the Southern Baptist Church and still attend one, not one that's this rotted from the inside. But, to objectively criticize something, you should know something about it, not know Southern Baptist. But here's what's going on. Southern Baptist Convention leader, Council on Foreign Relations member, and political whore, Richard Land, is pushing Obama's so-called immigration reform. Here's what Richard Land says, Eddie. The support for immigration reform has been met by critical mass, Land says. Well, that's interesting because, when you talk to real Americans about this, as Lou Dobbs did a few years ago when amnesty was a hot topic, I think 90%, according to a Lou Dobbs CNN poll, opposed amnesty. But it's critical mass as far as Land is concerned. We will continue to come together and call on our membership, meaning Southern Baptists like me and you, Eddie, to reach out to their congressmen and their senators and tell them to support comprehensive immigration reform, which, of course, is just PC code for blanket amnesty. And then we've got a video that's going to post to our website next week where you see Land team up with a bunch of liberal, limp-wristed, pastors and misuse scripture to support Obama's destructive agenda. This is something that you've seen in your own church, Eddie. And
yes, I have.
I'd like for you to talk about that. The Gracious Spaniards, as they are called in your church.
That's right. They are called the Gracious Spaniards. Two items there. You know, the Council on Foreign Relations, I don't know if our audience has read much about their literature. They put out a magazine called Foreign Affairs. And in their bylaws, their constitution, so to speak, their stated purpose is to totally eliminate national boundaries, to get rid of nationalism and go into a one-world government. They despise our constitution. They despise our rule of law, because with our constitution and the Bill of Rights, we the people of the United States, about the only nation left in the world with any semblance of freedom. They want to get rid of that because it interferes, James, with the multinational bankers' industrial complex. And then that they don't like laws. They like to be able to just run roughshod over the common people. Secondly, and then this is my total belief right here, and I believe I'm right. I can't go to the exact scripture. I don't have my Bible with me, but James, we talked about this little passage before. I think it's in Ephesians. I'm not sure, but it says, "We fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and high places," and men that are in politics. What we have going on right now, and it's been going on for the end of time, we have a good force and an evil force. We have a force of God and a force of evil. And if you want to see who we can look out here, it's easy to see, James, who the evil people are. It is these globalists. It is the George Soros, the Rockefellers, the Henry Kissingers of the world, the Warren Buffetts, you know, the Council on Foreign Relations. Well, if you look and see who they're attacking European-American Christians. And that's you know, we represent Christ. We really do. We're not perfect. I'm not saying we're not we're perfect. I'm not saying we don't backslide. I'm not saying we don't sin, but we always go to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and repent, ask for forgiveness, and that's open to anyone. Well, they don't like that. They worship a different God. They worship the God of the devil, the fallen one. And that's, you know, a lot of people might think that's lunacy. But it's not. That's fact. And what's happened is, and I get a lot of my stuff from Father Malachi Martin, who was a brilliant man. He was a Catholic priest at one time that worked all the way up in the Vatican. And what you're seeing it now. You're seeing an infiltration that started in the Catholic Church. But you're right. The evangelical Protestant churches have been infiltrated as well. And we see it, and you just brought it up, James, with Richard Land in the Southern Baptist. We're infiltrated everywhere. And Richard Bland is no Christian. That guy's a devil, just like Rick Warren. He really is. Rick Warren does not believe in the so-called five tenets of fundamental Christianity, and they're working for the dark side. And I mean, that's if you look and see the point I'm making is the good people, the people who brought Christianity to the rest of the world. We are under attack. He wants to flood the United States, the American people, you know, the Anglo-Saxon people. And just drowned us in an ocean of other races, color races. And once that we are drowned, our civilization will go out. And they think some kind of way that these lunatics that they will be able to control all of us. Once the people, the only people left that oppose them, that compose them in the world, are the Anglo-Saxon people, and primarily in the United States, we're the only ones left with guns. And if you'll notice, they're working feverishly. They've been trying just like lunatics, just possessed to try to do away with our Constitution, specifically the Second Amendment. Without force, there's no such thing as having a right without force. A right undefended is a right lost, James. You probably heard me say that before, Sonny Boy.
Well, I certainly have, and you're right. You know, this was their magnum opus in many ways, as they've continued, as our friend Keith would call, the long march through the institutions. You know, liberalism and the anti-white establishment, they captured academia, they captured the media, they captured some other institutions. But when they captured fundamentalist Christian churches, by and large, I mean, certainly not every church, but the leadership of the different denominations, that was an incredible victory for them, because that neutralized the people that would most likely be opposed to the continued degeneration of our country and the erosion of our freedoms. So it was a very big victory for the one-world types. And to get mouthpieces like Richard Land into positions of leadership of the Southern Baptist Convention was just a stroke of genius. And they are well-prepared, and they are certainly, you know, much more vigilant, unfortunately, than our people have become. There's a lot of good people out there, but when you're worried about keeping the roof on your house and food and the stomachs of your wife and children, it makes it hard. I'm not offering excuses for these people, because certainly we're in the same position, Eddie, and we still find time to go out and fight for our people and for our country. But a lot of people out there are really struggling, and they've been neutralized to the point that they believe that political advocacy is a luxury, when in fact it should be the last thing that they sacrifice. And then, of course, the culture of bread and circus has infected, like a cancer, so many of our folks as well. And you see it on any given Sunday or any given Saturday. You'll see football stadiums filled with, all over the country, you know, hundreds of football stadiums filled with anywhere between 50 and 100,000 cheering, you know, white fanatics for football teams, yet you couldn't get 0.1% to come to an organizational meeting like the council, that they're one of the few organizations that are fighting on their behalf, and they really couldn't care less. And, you know, and that's true in the churches, and it's true across our culture. That's something that's going to have to change, and maybe Sam Dixon's right. Maybe people are going to have to suffer a little bit more. We live in a soft totalitarianism now, but it just hasn't gotten bad enough. Not until the bellies are bloated of their loved ones will they find out that we were right all along.
Sam Dixon is one of my favorite people. I use that quote of his all the time, James. I'm sure you do.
But we got to take a break, Pappy. We're going to talk about a little bit of good news when we come back.
I'm going to hit one more note when we come back.
Hold on. Yeah, we'll get to it.
Okay.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin, just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. Your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R-word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cofcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. We're rounding the bend and heading towards the home stretch here. Tonight's special show. Another special show tonight. It's been a while since we've had a normal show. Of course, all the shows are good. But tonight with me calling in on the guest line from Nashville, Tennessee, certainly not a typical broadcast, but we have been covering the news tonight. We've hit some stories and hit them at length. And Eddie, I know you had, before we get to a little bit of good news.
Yeah, I'd like to hit a few points. I'd like to go back and hit in touch upon what you said, James. Won't take but a second. You mentioned bread and circus earlier. That's one of our one of our favorite phrases we use in political cesspool. Guess what they're doing at Macon Road Church tonight as we speak? At Macon Road Baptist, my church, they're having a big tailgate party. I guess there's nothing wrong with that. They have a giant screen TV out on the football field, and they're broadcasting the LSU-Alabama football game. And like you said, you remember when I tried to get the Constitution class in there, James? Couldn't get two people to sign up. Secondly, you also mentioned a term, Richard Land guy talking about reaching a critical mass. They don't need critical masses, and this comes from other people. I'll give you an example. Father Malachi Martin talked about that. All they need is a few people placed in high places, like Richard Land. See, he's the head honcho and with the Baptists right now, and what he says goes. Through the power of propaganda and money, these people, they control the banks, they control the schools, and I'll give you an example of what the school system done now. You can go down to Midtown, you know where I got my ministry going on, James. I can't tell you how many people I've seen that are in this veganism. Vegan. It can't be. They can't have anything, any kind of animal product. They can't even eat eggs. That's Luciferianism, and it's coming through the schools. See, they've captured the schools now, too, James. They started working on the schools years ago. They've captured them. You remember we had a show on several years ago talking about how foundations, their power and influence, a book that I read to put out, talked about the countless billions of dollars that the tax-free foundations have. And they used that money. They bought up all the schools, started mainly with the university system in America, and they've used that to totally brainwash these young people into they're lunatics, man. I'm not kidding you, James. They through the fiat money that they these international banks have, they take money out of thin air and they buy up everything. They buy up our politicians. They buy up the schools. I'll give you an example, I'll shut up after this. Remember some years ago when they were impeached, when the Congress impeached Bill Clinton, but the Congress can impeach you, but the Senate has to try. Well, we had this fire-breathing, radical conservative Republican, Senator Trent Lott out of Mississippi. He's the one that got Bill Clinton off the hook. And, Trent Lott, I think we mentioned this on the show once before, Trent Lott, 33rd-degree Mason. I got that from Dr. Staley Monteith. Guess who the highest-ranking Demolay is or was, may still be, in the United States? Bill Clinton. They're all inbred that are controlling the country right there. Sure.
Those are facts. Those aren't Eddie Miller speaking, those are facts. You can look it up, it's declassified. Anybody can look it up and find that out. But I just had to respond to that, the bread and the circus and the critical mass, James, because you were pushing some buttons here, so fun.
And I'm glad you did, because I want to say, first of all, there's nothing wrong with enjoying sports. I watch sports, I go see movies, I go on vacation. None of us, it wouldn't be healthy to eat, sleep, and breathe our politics all the time. You burn the candle at both ends, and you would inevitably burn out. So there's not a problem with watching a football game or tailgating or any of that stuff. But as you mentioned, Eddie, within the example of your church, you tried a couple of months ago to put forth a Constitution class at your church. And you were going to teach a course on the Constitution that came from Michael Perutka Law Firm. And I think you had two people show some slight interest but didn't sign up. Now, we did have a lot of people interest that was generated amongst listeners of the political cesspool in Memphis that were going to come to your class, but then you started getting death threats from all the detractors wanting to teach the course in the Constitution at your church, and we had the church wanted us to take a step back for a moment. But no one at your church signed up for that class, okay?
Now,
but tonight, your church is full of people who are tailgating and watching the LSU-Alabama football game.
And correct.
So it's like the Greek saying, we go back to this from time to time, nothing in all things in moderation, nothing in excess. It's fun to watch football and sports, but when you allow that to dominate what time you have outside of work and family, that is a problem. I mean, I do that stuff too, but I spend certainly a vast majority of my so-called spare time working on behalf of our people and our cause. And, you know, I'll do a little bit of that. Everybody needs a little furlough and an R&R from time to time. But
amen to that.
When you are completely wrapped up to the point of fanaticism over, you know, which group of black athletes beat the other group in school, that has nothing to do with anything of any importance. It really does. And it's a shame that that's what, you know, the leadership of your congregation is doing tonight and when compared and contrasted to the imaginary support your church showed you when it came to something serious, learning about the Constitution. I mean, something as completely benign as that with regards to our standards there, it was still too radical. But and that was something that your minister, some of your Sunday school teachers said that it was radical and extremist
yeah.
for you to want to to do a course on the Constitution. The Constitution. That's incredible. And we've talked about that in previous episodes. To a great extent, so I don't want to revisit all that. But it just goes to show that while I still believe, and I was talking today about this, I do believe that fundamentally most red state Americans agree with us on the issues. There are still the countless millions that are just totally off the reservation when it comes to priorities. But Eddie, I'm glad to see, of course, that our audience is not included in that. Our
amen.
Audience represents the best of the best that America has to offer. The people with whom we associate, you know, family men and women, God-fearing men and women. I have never met a listener of the political festival in person that has ashamed or embarrassed me in any way. It would be somebody that I would go to bat for and be happy to introduce to my family, without exception. The people that I have met to listen to this show are just incredible, and in every possible way. And they answered the call again. And when your church wouldn't and hasn't, we rang the bell last week. We said you were a little short for your personal crusade. You are running a 26-mile marathon on behalf of the Children of St. Jude Children's Research Clinic, of course, the world-famous hospital in Memphis that treats catastrophic childhood illnesses such as cancer. That's the biggest one. They have an annual marathon that they run in December of each year. You ran it last year. You're running it again this year. You pledged to raise $1,500. You were a few hundred dollars short last week. We put a message on the Political Cesspool's website about that, and within 2 days you had reached the goal. And again, the majority of your contributions came from the Political Cesspool listening audience as opposed to your church family. And the audience just never lets us down, and I want to talk about that a lot because the goal has been met, and the successful came, to your aid, Eddie. But I know it meant so much to you that happened that I wanted to give you just a minute here before we go to the next commercial break
to
show
James,
your appreciation.
I'm not very eloquent, but I don't have words to say what that meant. And the people probably have no idea just how much they did help. You have to see what goes on at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital to see how wonderful that place is. I'm telling you what, God is there. And I'd like those people to know that it was people like them, these precious people from the cesspool and some others that helped me out, like my former commanding officer in the Army, who's a retired general. But their money, it's been people like them that's kept St. Jude going since 1962. I'd like these people to know that when St. Jude opened its doors in 1962, the survival rate for the most common form of childhood cancer was less than 4%. It was a type of brain tumor. Today, thanks to the lion's share of the research and work being done coming out of St. Jude, guess what that survival rate is? It's above, it's greater than 94%. And that's from people that like the political cesspool, these good people that contributed to my cause. That money goes a long ways. And what we're wanting to do, I say we, I think I'm part of the St. Jude, I believe it's by the year 2020, 2025, they want to have this form of cancer totally eradicated. And there's been great progress made there. And I'd just like to tell people some other stuff they do, James. Not only are all these children treated free of charge, it doesn't matter how much money that the parents have. If they're broke, the hospital, they even put the parents up, thanks to other people like McDonald's, Target. They have the Ronald McDonald House, Target House. They have the Grizzlies House. They have the Federal Express
Ready?
House.
Hold on right there.
Oh, I just hear
you. We got one more segment. I know you just wanted to say thank you, and I thank the audience on your behalf. We're going to come back and wrap this thing up.
Okay, Doug.
Stay tuned.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0° sleeping bag. This comfortable, family-sized sleeping bag can hold two adults and one child, or four young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is, right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes, yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, everybody, last segment of tonight's show now upon us, and we'll be back in the studio and at full strength next Saturday night. Again, though, just to wrap up what we were talking about before the break, on Eddie's behalf, you know, I want to thank everybody for pitching in to support his marathon run. for the kids of St. Jude that are going through those. Pediatric cancer is just one of the worst things you could ever imagine. And Eddie's doing a good service and racing for a good cause. You know, Eddie's 66 years old. He's running 26 miles. I don't know if I've done that in my life. But we're excited about that. I'm really excited to see the benevolence of the audience continues above and beyond our own show. You know, Eddie is a member of the family here, and if it's important to him, it's important to me, and I'm glad to know that it's important to our audience as well, who pushed him over the mark this week. You know, I hate to keep asking you to support these racist causes like our show and Eddie's run for St. Jude, but like everyone else in the marathon, Eddie will be running in full Klan robe. So,
yeah,
you've got that right.
And listen, I mean, we're going to have a Klan cross landing. But I would like to say, James, one more thing that's related to this. And I wished I was more eloquent. Listen, about tears come in my eyes. So I started seeing the donations roll in. I said, my God, I'm going to have to come up with that out of my own pocket. And James, you know, I'm almost destitute, son. Before the IRS is done, the IRS has wrecked me. I will never be able to recoup. You know, I'll never be able to recover. I'm too old for what the IRS has done to me. But I don't give a care about that. My passion now is St. Jude. That's one of my passions, and our people. And, James, here's how good our people are in our audience. We mentioned my church. I've got $30 out of my church, James. And not for me. And I don't want to sound bitter about that. I do not want to sound bitter, but here's what puzzles me. The superintendent, the director of the school system, you know, we have one, two, three, we have four schools in the Macon Road system now. I can run.
I got to say, Eddie, I got to interrupt you while it's on my mind and while it's hot. I mean, here we go again. I know you love your church. You know, there's a difference between just blind criticism of somebody for no good, like the criticism we receive from our detractors. I mean, that would be a perfect example of blind and baseless criticism. And objective criticism. You are a member of your church. You're a tithing member of your church. You go every week. You love your church family. But that's not to say that they cannot be objectively criticized. And I know that it's almost therapeutic for you to come on and talk about these things. But, you know, your church has invested thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to send church members to Kenya. But yet when a tithing, weekly attendees such as yourself ask for a small amount to benefit his race on behalf of the victims of childhood cancer. $30 is what they raised.
Listen, you stole some of my thunder. The administrator of the school system, it's a big school system, James. I can run from his house. Granted, I'm a pretty good runner now, even as old as I am. I can run from his house to St. Jude. Probably, I'd say, in an hour and 25, an hour and 30 minutes. All right. He's one of the people. I'm not going to name any names. And I'll have to say, I'm more puzzled than I am bitter. $3,000 to send his daughter to Kenya. We've got envelopes now for Christmas in India. This will be the second year in a row we've had Christmas in India, so the kids can have a plate to eat off of.
Then your church actually gave away its physical... You meet in a gymnasium now because you gave away your actual church with the pulpit and baptistry.
Well, I was baptized. I was baptized.
You gave it away. You gave it away to the church. Actually, gave it.
It's a Spanish church now. James, you were there when I was baptized.
Spaniards, but they're Mexican.
Yeah, that's right. And James, you remember you and Danny and Winston came to my baptism. I was old when I got baptized. And not only that. It's always something. I mean, we're supporting missionaries in Mexico, in Uganda. I mean, and I'm telling these people, I don't get it, James. This is what really puzzles me. We have white people in here. And James, you know that the political cesspool, we help everybody. We just talked about St. Jude. There's every race under the sun at St. Jude Children's Hospital. And the political cesspool,
right.
It's not just Eddie Miller's Bombardier Miller. It's the political cesspool has allowed me to come on to the air. It's Sam Bushman, his family contributed. I wished I had a list here. I wished I had my printer working. I would like to have a list and cover the people, the precious, precious people that help support, you know, these racist people out there. But we can't get... And I'm sure it's the same way in your church, James. It's just like they're colorblind to us. They can't see their own people. Our church, we had hurricane, we talked about this last week, James. We had Hurricane Katrina. We had Hurricane Sandy. The state of Oklahoma was, a national disaster area. I haven't heard my church mention that. They hadn't called for 25 cents to go to these people. And right. We have church members, and I hate to keep slamming my church, because like you said it right, James, I love my church, I love my people. I've been trying to be a change agent there to try to bring people back to earth, to reality. And these kids are brainwashed in schools, and even in the so-called Christian schools, they get a lot of their own programs from the secular school system, which was taken over by the United Nations years ago. And they have pounded it into these kids' heads that if you're white, then you don't deserve anything.
Pathological altruism is the clinical term for the affliction that these people suffer. And let me tell you something. They have to be turned on to our message, because I'm telling you, when it goes bad for us, it's going to go bad for them too. They're not going to be absolved. It's like Keith always says, Pat Buchanan, when he was on our show, one of the appearances he made, he said, there will be a race war at some point in this country's future. And as Keith always says, when the time comes that this country fractures on racial lines, you're not going to have to worry about what team you're on, because the other side's going to let you know. And it's not going to matter how much you donated to mission trips to Kenya. When a black sees you, you are going to be a white racist. And it doesn't matter none of that other stuff matters, okay? And then here's the thing. They need to be getting on board with our work to preserve themselves, because we already have seen it. It's going to soon go beyond just being called another name. You already have the Army saying that the American Family Association is an extremist. I believe they call them a terrorist group.
Correct.
The United States Army calling a very mainstream conservative Christian national organization, the one that is headed by Josh Duggar of the Duggar family, a terrorist group, and they floated that fraud balloon and they recanted it. But they don't come when they don't. We've seen here just a couple of weeks ago, we had Sam Dixon and Richard Spencer and Jared Taylor call in from the National Policy Institute conference in Washington on October 26th to wish us a happy birthday. And the National Policy Institute, just another fine organization of squared away people and scholars and academics, they collectively probably not one parking ticket to the collective resume of everyone that was there. These are just, again, like the members of the council, just great all-American people. And they were physically accosted by anti-white zealots who tried to physically bar them entry into a government building that they were holding their conference. And then a group of militant anti-whites stormed a hotel, broke any number of laws, stormed a hotel in masks, carrying flags, and we're going in there and shouting, trying to find the Nazis. And there was no police repercussions whatsoever for any of these people. Now, could you imagine if me and you and Keith and members of the council went to an NAACP meeting and barred them entry into a building, or went into the hotel that housed the members of this NAACP conference and were shouting for them to come out, that we were going to beat them? Do you think that would make the news? Do you think any of us might be arrested? There was not one news report about this. We have the video of it on our website. You can watch it happen. This isn't hearsay. We got video of this happening. Not one police arrest and not one story about how a group of people trying to assemble peaceably to talk about issues being accosted or having their safety imperiled by this raid on the hotel by masked thugs.
That happens every day in America on a different scale. If you remember when we had a Duke meeting, what was it, three, four years ago, when we had the down here in Mississippi, and they had to call a state of emergency in the state of Mississippi because we wouldn't have, what was it, the Euro meeting? What meeting was that we were going to have down there in Mississippi?
That's right. That was in 2008, a very famous incident. It was people like us and Sam Dixon, yeah. And these were the speakers of these. It was a state.
They declared a state of emergency
God's there in Memphis because we tried to get together. And it really was. Technically, they declared the state of emergency because of the death threat that had been issued against the hotel by the peace and justice crowd, the liberals.
Lord knows we get our shit from death threats.
It wasn't because we were meeting. It was because of the violence that was directed against us. But because the state of emergency was declared, of course, the hotel canceled the conference, and we weren't able to meet.
that was a byproduct of it all, but that, and that story has been told many times as well. But see, but this is the thing I'm getting at. You know, you see what happened at the NPI conference. You saw what happened with us in Memphis a few years ago. You know, your church members are going to have to suffer that. They're going to suffer right along with us at the end of the day. And the sooner they realize and become part of the solution, the better we're all going to be.
Freedom
will be. Well, that's the end of the show, folks. We're here. They're playing our song. That's the outro music. I love y'all. God bless you. I had a great time up here. Be sure to check out the council at cfcc.org. I'll be back in Memphis with Eddie and Keith next week in the studio, and we will continue the discussion then. Good night, everybody. I'm James Edwards.